Welcome to the Graphic Campus Podcast, connecting authors with students and teachers.
My name is Teresa Yang, former classroom teacher and now a full-time literacy advocate. We are here to dig in deep with authors and teachers who work hard every day to inspire young minds.
Just a little bit about our podcast. This was just another way for us to reach teachers and students in their classrooms to give them a different way to think about teaching writing. It's about access, and teachers really don't have time to do professional development. A lot of teachers also feel that they are not writers themselves. They majored in math or they might have majored in science and they don't feel equipped to teach writing in the classroom. And so a lot of times in those classrooms, we'll see instruction that's really focused on spelling and grammar instead of the art of and craft of writing. And so we've been interviewing authors like yourself to give tips on how you go about the craft of writing and the whole process of writing. And so that's why we invited you, because it is very fresh. You have a brand new book out. And so we are so excited that you could join us today.
Thank you so much for having me. I think that's very a very good mission, especially with the pandemic, right? Because everyone's schedule is kind of messed up. You know, the normal is not really the normal from before. So I really admire you for doing this.
We're going to keep on doing what we're doing.
Also, our podcast really tries to connect readers to teachers and students. And a lot of times you don't get the backstory of certain published books. We wanted to give more of a personal view of authors. Today here we have Hannah Kuo. She is a very young writer and we're super excited. She was in our book festival back in 2020, the first year we went virtual. And here we are virtually podcasting with Hannah.
Yay, thank you so much. It's so great to be able to work with you guys again.
Hannah, can you tell us a little bit about who you are?
Well, my name is Hannah. I'm a freshman at UC Berkeley. So I just started this past fall semester. I've been writing for a really long time, but I published my first book when I was in eighth grade. I've been writing, like continuing to write and publishing about one book a year ever since. And this past year in quarantine, I just released another children's book, The Cloud Princess. So that's my most recent publication. And I'm currently working on another one that I hope to publish next year, 2022.
Wow, that's so exciting.
Thank you.
I just learned in a previous interview with you that you were homeschooled in seventh grade.
Yeah, I was homeschooled in seventh grade, but it was very, very short, about a half a year, like so one semester.
Did you use any of that time to start writing your book that you published the following year?
Well, there was a lot of transition because I had always been in public school and then I switched to doing work at home. But since that was seventh grade, then I'm pretty sure that's around the time when I was already brainstorming some ideas of a new story. Because up until then, I've always been writing stories. I just never finished it because I would always come up with a new idea and want to run with that instead. So I think during that first semester in seventh grade, that's about the time when I had a couple of ideas in my mind for my first book, but I didn't do anything with it yet because it was not enough content to form a full story. I always do a lot of brainstorming. I mull it over for quite a while before I start writing it.
So your first book ended up getting published in eighth grade. When did you actually know you wanted to be a writer?
Very early on, I'd say. Let's see, I've always read a ton of books ever since I was very little. Like whenever I can get my hands on a book, I will always get my hands on a book. And then starting, I would say third grade, that's when I started to try to write my own stories. They weren't really my own stories. They were more like parodies of other existing stories. But then I would write with some of my friends and my cousin. We formed a book club, but it wasn't a reading club. It was like writing club. It was to copy some mystery stories that I just read. Like I would change the characters and change the settings, but general storyline was the same. So that was like how I started writing. I took a break. I wouldn't really say break. I just kind of stopped for a while because I was growing older and then I wasn't sure if that was like actually a hobby that I wanted to continue. But then I kept on improving my writing in school. I learned how to write better. And then every single time I noticed that whenever I had to write a narrative, that's when I felt most excited. So whenever we had to write a narrative essay, I was like, yes, I can do this because I love stories and this is basically a story writing. And then ever since then, I'm just kind of like, okay, you know, once in a while, I'm like, okay, maybe I should try getting back into writing again. And so that's where I accumulated a ton of unfinished stories because I would just try to get back into it and play around with it every now and then. Yeah.
So would you dedicate a certain amount of time or is there a certain day that you would work on it?
It was very spontaneous in the beginning because it was based purely off of inspiration. So there would be one day where I'm like, oh, yes, this is perfect. And then I would just write once I have free time. And then I will work on it maybe for a couple of days, sometimes weeks. And then eventually when the story starts to slow down a bit, then I'm like, okay, I don't really know what to do with this. Let me think about it. And then I would sit on it and then kind of forget about it until another idea comes and I would just kind of do it all over again. So that was like the beginning stages of when I probably fifth grade and middle school, early middle school. But then recently, or after I published my first book, then I began to try to set a time to write a little bit more consistently. Maybe not every day, but probably like every other day or at least once a week. Because, you know, when you get older, you get busier. So it's kind of hard to balance the work and writing life.
Are you able to set aside time in college life?
I'm still figuring it out because in the beginning, like August and early September, I didn't write for a really long time because I was adjusting and trying to figure out a good schedule between homework and in-person school at the same time. But then in the past few weeks, I've been able to write a little bit more. I'm trying to set aside maybe like 2 or 3 days or nights after I finish all my homework to write maybe for like an hour or so before I head to bed. And I just wrote a little bit last night and that was pretty fun.
So it's relaxing for you to do that right before you go to sleep.
Yeah, yeah, it is relaxing because it gets my brain working. I get to basically live in another world for a little bit. And that's pretty fun.
Hannah, you're also an illustrator. Which do you think that you enjoy more, the writing process or the illustrating?
I would say definitely the writing part because I can always see where there's always progress and I can always go back and reread what I wrote. But for illustrating, it's kind of hard because I can draw, but I can't really go back and watch the process because, you know, once you draw something, it's there. Like you can click undo, but then it doesn't really show much. And I noticed that I do like to draw. When I was little, I would say my writings were drawing and writing, but drawing, it takes a lot more time and patience. And I realized that when I'm illustrating, I get kind of tired of it sometimes because the experience is different, but I still enjoy drawing. It's just, I have to have a lot of energy and motivation to do it.
So your heart is with storytelling.
Yeah. Yeah.
So the first book that you published in eighth grade, was that a chapter book or a picture book?
That was a chapter book.
Can you talk about that first chapter book? How long did it take you to write that? And how many revisions or edits did you have to go through?
Oh, okay. Let's see. It took overall just writing. It took about a year to like write and I published it in right before eighth grade ended. So yeah, I started in the summer right before eighth grade started. And then I just kind of wrote until it was published. And then I am not a big editor. I don't like going back and seeing what's wrong because when I finish something, I'm like, yes, that's good. Because I tend to edit as I go, which probably isn't the best idea. But then in the later books, I had some friends like go through it with me. And so I would let them help me point out what's wrong. As for like revisions, this one I had to revise a lot because since it was the first book and we were trying out the Amazon program for the first time, so we didn't really know how it worked. And so we always had to transfer the files and the script across multiple platforms. And every single time I would have to go and revise to make sure that the formatting is right. When I first published it, some friends who got the book, they would come and tell me, they're like, oh, there's like a typo here. There's like a weird character here. And I'm like, I did not put that there, but I'm sorry that it's there because we had to transfer it multiple times. So I think about a year after it was published, my mom and I went back in and then I revised it one last time so that just to get rid of any like weird characters that people were telling me that they were seeing or like some duplicate words. That was a little bit frustrating for me because I'm like, ah, oh, because I did this so many times already and it's the same thing. But that first book had a lot of versions, I would say.
You had a lot of good friends who read your work.
Yeah. Yeah. That was not for the first book. The first book, I was very private about my story. But later, I was very appreciative of the friends who were willing to read the manuscripts.
You mentioned publishing on Amazon is a little bit clunky, or is it just complicated? Can you tell us a little bit about that process of publishing with Amazon?
in general, it's pretty convenient because, well, it's convenient because they don't really have a deadline. Because I know with typical publishers, they have deadlines and then you have to spend a lot of time to talk with people to revise it or edit it, talk about many different things, how the book is going to turn out. But for Amazon, it's just like, whatever you have, that's how it's going to be when you publish it. So it was convenient for me because I didn't have to wait like 6 months for it to be published because I didn't want to wait that long. And so you would just upload your script and then upload a photo of your cover page and then the back page and then the spine. You would be able to set the price and they would tell you how much you would be earning because they would toggle it for you and calculate for you. I would say it's pretty streamlined. It was just the first time that my parents and I did it. It was pretty confusing because we've never done anything like it before. And we heard about this program through another friend. My parents met them through the homeschool program I was in because their kid also wrote some books too. So it was pretty cool. So yeah, it was just the first time it was a little bit confusing because we weren't really sure how it worked. But then after that, by the third book, my parents were like, okay, we're experts now. We can do this. Just give me all your stuff and then we'll do it. Like, we'll upload it and everything. And I'm like, thank you. So by the end, we were able to figure out how it worked. It was just the first time it was a learning process.
Wow, your parents are big supporters of your writing.
I'm very grateful, very blessed.
Hannah, can you tell us about your latest book?
The latest book is called The Cloud Princess. Okay, ironically, this one I also wrote in middle school. This was a very interesting story because I came back from math one day and I had no homework for some reason. And I was bored because all my friends at my parents' after school, they were all doing homework. And I was like, I don't have anything to do. And I don't really feel like reading today. I was like, maybe I'll write a story because in school, we learned about how some authors, they just free write and that's how their story came to be. So I'll just free write. So I took like a piece of scratch paper. I just wrote, I was like, maybe I'll try a fairy tale. So I wrote a fairy tale. For some reason, the first time I wrote it down, it was really good. And I was like, wow, this is actually pretty cool. And so I kept it. Well, too bad. I think I threw away the scrap paper on accident, but then I wrote it down before I lost it. So I have a copy of it. And you know, this is actually pretty cool. And then I showed it to my mom and she really, really liked it. And she's like, oh, you should publish this one too. After I published my first book, that was like a year and a half afterwards. And she was like, you remember the Cloud Princess one you wrote? And I'm like, oh yeah, you still remember that? She's like, yeah, you should publish that. So she kept on pushing for me to publish that for a while, but I didn't because I hadn't touched it in a really long time. But then over quarantine, she's like, do that one because you know, you have a lot of time now. You have time to draw the pictures. I was like, that's true. And so I looked back on it and then I began to work on it. So it's like a very special story because it was pretty spontaneous. And I felt like it was just a God-given thing, God-sent kind of type of story, because I would not have think of that type of story on my own. And like, it was my first fairy tale and it worked out and I was so happy. It's special because it was from a while ago. And then it was special to my mom because I think she just really enjoyed the story. So that's how it happened. And I was able to finally share it with the world this past year. So that was really nice.
Did that come out this year?
Yes, this past year. Yeah, over quarantine. Yeah.
Tell us about your book signing that's happening this weekend.
I'm very excited because it's my first book signing. It's going to be a really fun experience. And then, so what's going to happen is it's this Saturday from 10 to 12. So from 10 to 10:30, there's going to be like a little story time where I'm going to read some of my books, the children's books to the younger kids who will be there. And then after that, I'll do a little bit of a sharing about my journey. And then also probably some insights about my upcoming book with the older kids. That'll be like later on in the hour. And then after that, there'll be a Q&A session where, you know, people who attend, they can drop some questions and I can answer them. And then there'll be a book signing and then a giveaway of some posters that was released recently. Thanks to my cousin who designed it. It was really nice. Yeah. So there'll be a giveaway with some books and some posters and then some treats that my sisters are going to make. So I'm pretty excited.
So we'll put that information in the show notes for this episode. That's so exciting that it's coming up so fast and hopefully you'll have a great audience there with you.
Thank you. Thank you so much for your support.
Are your friends still editing or do you have an editor?
Okay. My friends are still editing for me. It's the same 3 to 4 friends. It's a little bit different for every book because it depends on their availability. But then I ask the same people every time because I trusted their confidentiality. They're editing my book. They're reading it and editing it for me. So I shared with them one version. And then I was like, you know, I think I'm going to try to rewrite this because I'm not really satisfied with how it is right now. So I created another sheet and started writing on that one. So that one I haven't shared with them yet, but they were still working on the other one last time. So I've been going back and looking at their edits, what they say about how the story is flowing and stuff. And I've been incorporating that into the new version. So I'm going to send that one to them soon for them to look at.
Is this for your upcoming book?
This is for my upcoming book. Can you say a little bit about what we can expect next? So right now I'm just working out some details, but it's going to be roughly based off of Cinderella. It's going to be like a retelling of Cinderella with a different background, different storyline. It's like very loosely based off Cinderella though. So, and then the series called The Shepherd King. So it's going to be like a series of different stories that are sort of, that will probably seem like fairy tales, but then it's just going to be one long connected big journey through all the characters' lives. But you seem to really love fantasy, the fairy tale genre. Can you tell us for our guests what you're currently reading? Well, right now, I'm not currently reading anything because of school. I did finish the Percy Jackson series, the first series of the Percy Jackson series back in August, like during orientation week, because I had a lot of time. So I read the first series of Percy Jackson for the very first time. And I was talking to my friends about it. They were very surprised that it was the first time I've ever read Percy Jackson, because up until then, I only read the first book and that was it. But this time I finished the full series, and my other friends pushing me to read the other series. But I'm like, I'm not ready because he just grew up and I need to process that he's now 16 and not 12 years old anymore. I really enjoyed it. It was a lot better than I was expecting, I could say, because I was afraid that it would be one of those stories where so many people like it. And then my expectations are raised super high, but then it's like higher than I should be raising my expectations for. But it was very enjoyable. I was laughing a lot because of it.
I remember when I was a school librarian, I read maybe the first three pages to a class and then they were hooked. We didn't have enough copies for that class. As soon as it was checked out, or even before it was checked out, or they would ask for a waiting list, I said, we don't have waiting lists for books. They wanted me to start a waiting list just for those books. So yeah, thank you for sharing that.
Very good series,
isn't it?
And finally, where can our listeners find you?
I'm on Instagram at Hannah J. Quo. So it's just my name. And then on Facebook, I have a Facebook page, also at facebook.com/HannahJQuo is also my name. And then I have a blog, candlelightwritings.home.blog. I do have an author email. So if you want to email me with any questions, it's hjquo.author@gmail.com. So those are my social media and websites.
Awesome. Well, I know you're a super busy college student at Cal. So thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Best wishes on your next publication.
I know. Keep writing and stay in touch.
Yes. So stay in touch. Thank you so much for always being such great supports.
Have fun on Saturday. I'm sure it's going to be a great event. And thanks for letting us know about it.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you so much.
To learn more about our book festival, go to www.youngauthorsbookfestival.org. Also, don't forget to subscribe to the Graphic Campus podcast. Join us each week as we interview the guest authors of our book festival. Thanks for listening.